Hey there, Roamers. Welcome to the Roam in Your Home podcast and YouTube channel, where we get to hear from full-time RVers, unpack their experiences, and learn actionable advice to help you roam in your home too. I'm your host, Jamie Williams. Thank you so much for being here. Buckle up, my friend. Let's get ready to go on an adventure together right now. Welcome back to the Roam in Your Home podcast. It's so good to have you here again as we continue our month of Thanksgiving. And today I want to share a situation that happened last week to my husband, Randy, and share how we are so incredibly thankful for the unconventional healthcare that we have and explain why it might be a great option for RVers like you. If you're a full-time RVer, you know that finding good health coverage can be a real challenge. Traditional insurance often ties you to a specific network of providers, which doesn't work well when you're constantly on the move. And as full-time RVers, we often take an unconventional approach to life anyway, right? From living in a home on wheels to seeking out unique ways to make income. So it's no surprise that we've also found an unconventional healthcare solution that fits perfectly with this lifestyle, and it's Christian Healthcare Ministries. We first discovered Christian Healthcare Ministries when we moved to Florida in 2003. I was self-employed as a real estate broker, and Randy was working for my brother with his painting business. We didn't have health insurance, and we were trying to figure out what we would do. My dad always had his own business as a residential electrician, so he was the one to tell us about Christian Healthcare Ministries because that's what he had. So we looked into it, and honestly, it sounded way too good to be true. However, it was worth a try, so we did it, and we just prayed we'd never need it. Then we ended up both going back to school and became physical therapist assistants and got good jobs that provided healthcare, so we never really got to put Christian Healthcare Ministries to the test to find out if it was really legit. Fast forward to 2018, and we started full-time RVing across the country as travel therapists. Our therapy contracts provided health coverage on day one, but as soon as the contract ended, so did our benefits. And that was something we didn't realize. You know, you don't know what you don't know. So we learned quickly that we needed our own health coverage so that we didn't need to rely on the contracts, so that if we wanted to take some time off between contracts, which is what we did for months at a time, then we wouldn't have to worry about being without health coverage. So once again, we decided to sign up with Christian Healthcare Ministries, and we've had it for years. So today I wanted to tell you about what happened to Randy 3 years ago and just last week, and our experience with Christian Healthcare Ministries and how we feel about them. Back in October of 2021, Randy thought he had a bad case of food poisoning. He had a lot of stomach pains and nausea and just didn't feel well at all. And he never misses work, so I knew when he came home midday from seeing patients and decided to work on Saturday instead to make up for it, I knew something was really wrong. October is college football season, and Randy never wants to work on Saturdays and miss the games, so I was definitely worried. He was vomiting and moaning in pain. The night was awful, and the next day he called off work. I begged him to go to the ER, but he kept saying, "Not yet." Finally, he pointed to an area of his abdomen where the pain was, and I immediately knew it was his appendix. I started getting ready and told him, "We aren't waiting anymore. We are going now." And it was a good thing we did. His appendix was perforated, meaning poison was leaking out. He was full of infection and he could have died if we waited any longer. They whisked him away and did emergency surgery. And thankfully, they were able to remove the ruptured appendix and clean up the poison as much as they could. He was on IV antibiotics and stayed in the hospital for 4 days. He came home for a couple of days and then developed a fever, and we rushed him back in and they were thinking he had sepsis. It was such a scary time. They gave him more IV antibiotics and he stayed in the hospital another 4 days. And not only was it a scary time, but it was a very stressful time, obviously because of his health. But honestly, I was super stressed about how much would this cost us. This would be the very first time that we would put Christian Healthcare Ministries to the test, and I was so worried. What if it was too good to be true? What if they didn't help pay for it? What if they denied it or didn't pay enough? How much would we have to pay, and what would this do to us financially?
I had so much anxiety, yet I had to be strong for Randy and take care of him. So we started getting the bills, and it was mind-blowing how much it was. When it was all said and done, it was over $50,000. We didn't have that money. I mean, who does? What were we going to do if we had to pay that? So we said a prayer, submitted all the bills to Christian Healthcare Ministries, and waited to see what would happen. And what happened next absolutely blew our minds. We received a check for the exact amount of the bills to the penny. We were in complete shock. You mean it wasn't too good to be true? It is exactly how they advertise? Nothing ever is, especially when it comes to healthcare. We work in healthcare. We know this firsthand. We can't even begin to tell you the weight that came off our shoulders and how incredibly thankful we were. Now we have total peace of mind knowing that no matter what happens to us, we are going to be taken care of. That peace of mind is absolutely priceless. We went another 3 years without using it until last week. Last Monday evening, Randy started complaining of back pain. Now, let me tell you that Randy has a very high pain tolerance. He was in a terrible car accident in 2001, where he had to be cut out with the jaws of life and life-flighted. He has had so many surgeries and lives with pain every single day. He doesn't take any pain meds. He just has learned to live with it. So when he tells me that he's in pain, my ears perk up because I know something must be wrong. So anyway, this back pain kept getting worse. He was vomiting again, and we both figured it was a kidney stone. However, every hour, the pain was not reducing. It was actually starting to get worse. The pain started at 8:30 p.m., and 8 hours later at 4:30 a.m., I finally talked him into going to the ER. We both started worrying that it maybe wasn't a kidney stone and maybe waiting was doing actually some damage and we would regret it. As I mentioned, all that he's been through with his car accident and the numerous surgeries he's had, I've seen him in pain more times than I can count, but I have never seen him in this amount of pain. He said it was the worst pain he's ever had by far. They had to give him 3 different pain meds in his IV to even get the pain to reduce at all. And then because he had so much pain meds, he was then put on a heart monitor to make sure his heart could tolerate all these pain meds. They kept him in the ER for about 8 hours, and after doing the CT scan, they did confirm it was a kidney stone. It was very large and unfortunately not large enough to do anything about. He would have to pass it, so they sent him home. We haven't received all the bills yet, but what we do have so far is around 10 grand. But now there is no stress about the bills. We have the peace of mind that they will be covered, and once again, that feeling is absolutely priceless. Having that peace of mind, especially as full-time RVers, is something I truly can't put a price tag on. We don't have to worry about whether we're in network or out of network. We don't have to fear how we'll afford an emergency like this while living on the road. That freedom to focus on what really matters, like our health, our family, and our journey, is why I'm so thankful that we found this unconventional healthcare option. I know firsthand how overwhelming it can be to try to find the right healthcare plan when you're living this unique lifestyle. That's why I wanted to share our story with you today. If you've been looking for a solution or wondering how other RVers handle healthcare, I really encourage you to look into Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's not just for emergencies. They've got options for preventative care too. And the best part, you're part of a community that truly cares. If you're curious and want to learn more, I've included a link in the show notes where you can get all the details and see if it might be a good fit for you and your family. And full disclosure, it is an affiliate link, which means if you decide to join through it, Christian Healthcare Ministries will give us a small referral commission. It doesn't cost you anything extra, but it's just a nice way to support the podcast if you find value in what we're sharing, and we really appreciate it so much. So you can find the link in the show notes, or you can visit roamingyourhome.com/CHM. Thanks so much for letting me share this story with you today. We're incredibly grateful for the blessing that Christian Healthcare Ministries has been in our lives, and I hope this information is helpful for you too. And as always, if you have any questions about our experience, feel free to reach out to me. I'm happy to help however I can. And if you know someone who could benefit from hearing about Christian Healthcare Ministries, please share this episode with them. It means so much to me whenever you share an episode with a friend. Thank you so much for listening to the Roam in Your Home podcast. I appreciate you spending this time with me today, and I hope you'll join me again next week. But until then, stay safe, and I hope to see you on the road. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Roam in Your Home podcast and YouTube channel. If you enjoyed this episode, we'd love it if you would subscribe to our show and consider giving us a 5-star review. It's free and would mean the world to us and help us grow. If you know anyone who would also enjoy this podcast, please share it with a friend. I would also love to connect with you on Instagram or Facebook at Roam in Your Home. Come back next week for another fun adventure, but until then, stay safe, and we hope to see you on the road.